Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, what?
Hey!
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jennity here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Tea with a side of squash beef. With a soda on the side. Hey. I am joined in studio with my lovely co-host. We have Ms. Corinne Williams.
Soda on the side. My ear things never fit.
We have Miss Pink English.
Hey, Pinks.
Miss English Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Serving it up some reality.
Hello.
Ba-dum-tsh. All right. This was a boring ass episode.
It really Snoozeville.
Was. Snoozeville. Right. Courtney talking about she's sick.
Mm-hmm. She ain't sick.
And she be like, I'm she's sick methodical. Of this episode.
Right.
Come on, strategist.
I'm going to get a text in 2 seconds. All right. Let's talk about this damn boring ass episode. I was like, was there an earthquake or something right now?
I just went to sleep. Nothing.
Shit.
That's what the episode was. Absolutely nothing.
Sound like Nene's laugh.
Ooh.
Phaedra meets up with her mama. At, I don't know where the hell they was eating her.
Subway.
Eat fresh.
You know, it looked like one of them little places that you go in New York.
A bagel
like
shop.
Little bodega place. Right, you get a sandwich on a bagel. Like, this is not...
We really could have done without that scene.
I mean, we could have done with a lot of scenes, because I'm just looking at some of these. Phaedra and her mom are talking about Apollo. Phaedra's mom says, if you want to work stuff out, the club is not where you go. We've been saying that. Tired. Then we get the scene of Phaedra with her kids praying.
Contrived.
Yeah. Oh, I wish Apollo would be here. Well, bitch, you done cussed him out at the club. You done...
Right, shade. The only funny part was when Ada was like, let's come against Pinchy.
Right.
I said, yes, anointing. That baby is saved and sanctified.
He really is.
I love him.
But wait, do you guys kind of think that Phaedra should be kind of showing a little bit of sadness? Like, I mean,
no.
The situation is bad, obviously.
Honey, Phaedra never shows nothing.
Why should she show sadness for this man embarrassing her?
Yeah,
and
but
putting
it's like,
her and her two kids through this.
Yeah, but
scrutiny.
you still have emotion and you still feel sad. Like, damn,
no.
I'm gonna miss.
Yeah, but
my
she.
Husband.
I mean, my thing is like,
she's not gonna miss him. She might miss that.
Phaedra's a lawyer. She knows she needs to play certain parts for certain situations. And right now, she ain't trying to be on national television being emotionally open to where these bitches can be like,
can tap
take
dance.
Some
exactly.
notes.
Exactly.
Because, bitch,
her.
Everyone watching her right now. Kenya's watching her. Kenya said she entertained by the, what
the
is
lockdown.
It, 48 hours
yeah.
or whatever.
Kenya's so shady. No, she needs to be pulled up exactly how she is.
Miss Phaedra.
Nonchalant. Diplomatic, demure.
Shut
yes.
up.
And that's how she'll get by until that one day she gets caught up. Boom, boom, boom.
Dun,
dun, dun. I can picture her getting caught up too. She'd be like Velma Kelly from Chicago. Like, you thought she was on point with everything, but you got caught.
Because I think, like I always say, she's in on it. Mm-hmm. She's in on it.
I what do you think?
Fifth.
She you got don't think she's in on it? No. On it.
You don't think so?
No.
Miss English, I need you to read the damn first thing. They're telling you to speak into your mic. Like,
we ain't inconspicuous. And English is just like, I'm like, dang.
I know. I was like, why are you elbowing me?
I was like, get it together.
Anyways.
Girl, well, you were saying get it together. And so was Miss J and Miss Cynthia telling Claudia that she need to get together. So we go inside Derek J's beauty salon in which.
Side note, I think Cynthia has butt injections. Because her butt is on her neck right now.
See, now, I keep forgetting to look, but everyone keeps tweeting that at me.
It is literally on her neck or shoulders. I was like, last week it was on her shoulders. Today it's on her neck. Tomorrow's going to be, like, where? Where are we going? Is it going to be on your head? Girl, it's so high.
Looking like a Ninja Turtle.
Right. Like, we knew that she had a little badonkadonk, but this is just, honey, she got that Sinbad booty going. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, yeah.
Sinbad booty.
Yeah, it's Sinbad. It's really high because he has those long legs. Nonetheless, this scene we definitely could have done without.
Well, how else were we going to see that throwback Thursday picture of Miss Derek J on her wall?
That's Look what it. I was going to say. What?
You know, he when people are living in the now. Past.
That's because why that looks nothing like that's why he,
that's why
like
he buying him. Those size shoes. Honey, we living in our last day, living in our past.
My only issue with this was she was there to get a makeover. He did not treat her hair. He did not wash it. He did not condition it.
I thought he was going to color it.
He didn't. All he did was zhuzh it, i.e. curled it, flat iron with a curl. That's it.
I'm just looking like,
how you going to do dirty hair?
Right.
Clutch?
Wait, where's the makeover?
I thought, first of all.
Where's the beatdown?
First of all, it's Claudia Jordan. Like, she looked better than both of them put together.
Ooh.
Just saying, with no makeup, no nothing, like what Cynthia said, babe, put some Vaseline on that chapstick. Lip, and she looking good. Cynthia looking like that Why? Time Beyonce cut her wig.
But Cynthia kept giving herself so much credit, like, I'm beautiful, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, Cynthia.
Because she's a model, honey.
She got to make herself feel better.
Nonetheless,
she walking around wearing damn Destiny's Child.
Say my name.
Single tour, live from Atlanta tour makeup. Yes. And Claudia's over here by herself with no makeup looking like the queen. Mm-hmm. She's like, do my hair. Her hair look laid as all types of hell. So I'm just looking
Claudia's.
Like Claudia.
When she walked in.
No, after when he just, all he did was swoop it over to one side and it was just looking more bounced.
When he brushed it out
it was
and
looking
then he
more
curled,
bounced.
It, curled it.
It was looking more bounced than Miss Cynthia's under that.
Yeah, but he did dirty hair.
But isn't that, wait, I feel like I heard that doing your hair when it's dirty is the best time to do it because they can style it better.
Yeah, but not for a makeover. It is better.
She don't want makeover to shade.
But she's saying that they were giving her a makeover. But you're right. When you do your curls stay longer when your hair is more dirtier.
On a weave?
Yeah.
I mean,
in all hair, your curls just stay longer to me.
Mm. I don't know, none about no weave.
But I'm a model, so.
Oh!
I'm just letting you know.
Well, let me know, darling.
See, my hair just gives bounce naturally, so, you know.
Yeah, well, mine's just dreaded up right now, so it's not giving nothing, honey. She needs to take these all the way out and maybe go see Mr. Derek.
Okay. So while they're there, Nene texts Cynthia and wants to invite her and her girl, Kenya, to a dinner. And Cynthia is open to meeting.
But Cynthia was so taken back.
She was eager.
My girl. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Peter. It was like she was offended that Nene said, yo, girl. She was mm-hmm. like, well, I mean, we're
Kenya's
cool, but I mean, not like that. I hope Nene doesn't think that she's my new bestie because I really want Nene in my life. Oh, me. Oh, my. Well, yeah.
All right.
Cynthia, go
As
somewhere.
Cynthia takes her lips off Kenya's nipple and attaches it to Nene's. So then on the flip side of Miss Claudia, we get Claudia goes and picks up her grandmother and her mom. Now it's her grandmother from her father's side.
I live
for
Nanny Lillian.
They need to replace Claudia with her grandma.
No. What they need to do is put Claudia's grandmother, Mama Joyce, Mama D,
the OLGs, and Lillian.
all on Honey, the show.
Because I'm just like, and Nora and Bertha, all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, they're
and
the then OLGs.
And put Phaedra's mom, too, because she'll try to act like holier than thou.
No, I would feel so without. Bad with her.
Really?
Yeah, I yes. don't want to see her get... These bitches run the block. What they going to say to pastor?
What is her mom going to do?
But she, everybody reads Psalms 11 and 1.
Yeah, but everyone...
Thus saith the Lord, old people can't cuss.
But everyone would hate her, and so it would be no, funny to see the dynamic.
Not gonna hate, you're not going to hate the pastor.
No. No. Every All the girls on the show.
No,
hate her.
I don't.
The dynamic would be awesome.
No,
to we're me, gonna have
no thanks.
Old ladies of Atlanta,
the OLGs.
So of grandma Atlanta. Wants to smoke a cigarette when she got there.
She was ready to get tarred up.
I'm trying to smoke me a cigarette.
Yeah, come on, Esther Rose. And she said, "I'm 90."
Claudia's mom brought her a snail salad. Yeah. I'm surprised they even let that on the plane.
Or nah?
Isn't that like? Can't be bringing things like that, like a live animal in your food.
Is it
well,
live?
Maybe it was cooked.
It is.
I'm like, wait, what?
Escargot.
Right.
Jesse's just being dramatic because clearly we have nothing to talk about.
Nothing.
Right now,
I'm really.
This episode
reaching.
Was like dry toast. And I've seen it twice.
Okay, did well, you? Let's talk yeah. about them when they went to the drag bar. So they go to the drag bar
Lips.
And. Mom says she wants a little Claudia. She says, honey, I ain't old school. However, you gotta get it. I'm trying-
she was like, what? I'm taken aback. I can have a baby father.
There comes a time when that does happen in life, because I'm not going to let my mom be like, oh.
Never mind. Forget
like,
the rules.
What, mom? What happened to all that, the church services that we went to, all the Sunday school you done made me go to, and now you're talking about, well, however it got to get done.
Not mine.
Make it happen. Don't let me know.
My mom be like, don't have no kids. Don't bring no more grandbabies up in here.
I'm going to be up in the clinic.
My mom don't even like the kids she has. And her grandkids. So no, she's like, girl, don't be down there doing nothing foolish and reckless.
My brother just gave my parents one, so I'm good for at least another 3-4
see,
years.
I have an Me older too. Sister and mm-hmm. an older brother, and they both have basketball squads, so I'm good.
Alright
yeah, and my mom is not into watching her grandkids anyway. No, Tino Jade, it's just true,
is what it is. Well, so Claudia,
it's her choice,
then announces okay. to her mother that her mother has never told her that she loves her. That's sad.
But she's already, like, this storyline.
It was awkward, and it seemed so forced and so scripted and so...
Heard it all before.
Yeah. Like, come on, Sunshine.
She's talked about... Sunshine Anderson. She's talked about her mom not saying she loved her. Like, why are you talking about this on air? You really think you guys are going to hash it out now? No. And with Bravo cameras? No.
This is a storyline, though.
And then you want to talk about you're biracial... Again.
For the 80th time. We got it.
Life you're is just biracial. So hard.
Black
I'm
dad.
So biracial.
Italian mommy who doesn't say I love you.
I just thought it was weird. It was like girl, like, hey, mom, so you don't tell me you love me ever.
The camera's on you. Tell me how you feel.
Tell me now.
And then instead of her saying it, she says,
I
well,
love
you know,
you.
I show you by my actions. Your father. And then I thought grandma was going to get crunk like,
don't you
speak
talk
on my son.
Did you see how the camera zoomed in on Grandma Lillian?
Yo.
They were like, zoom.
And what was the other shade that we had caught? The one with Nini or something like that when they were chilling.
Oh.
And then you hear the little sip of the tea like,
yeah.
Yes. Y'all editors, I cannot
they edited the hell out of this. Come on, Carlos King.
We got sipping tea sound effects.
I don't know who the editor is. He's an executive producer.
Oh,
I'm
like, oh.
So she says, I show by actions, you know, words mean nothing. Your father told me he loved me
yes.
all the time until he's seen a fresh skirt.
A new skirt. Mm-hmm. And went after it and left me in the distance.
The distance.
The distance.
So then Claudia's like, well, damn, girl, you know, you never gave me my birds and bees taco, so can you give it? And grandma says, well, look, here's how it goes. You spread your legs open and you stick it in.
I said, what a beautiful talk.
And she says she acts like she's still getting it at 90.
I believe she is.
I believe she
she's
smoked
turnt.
Three cigarettes when she fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Grams be on it. She be like, and she smoked. She wanted those people that smoke the cigarette like a blunt.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
With that ugly face too, like.
Yeah.
Like
she does.
Need to calm down. And moving on from that.
Boom, boom, boom.
So we get to Candy, Mama Joyce, and the Auntie Squad.
Mm. Oh my God.
Mama Joyce ain't giving up no house keys. Like, bitch, she
for a house she didn't buy.
The house is for you.
She
you done
gave
tore
you
the
house
up.
You done tore. You and Benny done tore up the other house.
Well, what if he walked? What if Benny walking around naked?
Poor Candy.
All, ew.
Yeah. Don't even
sorry, Candy.
Like, is this a common thing? Mama Jo's been walking around with her bags all out and stuff. Like, y'all need to calm down.
Exactly, Jesse. Bags, rolls for days, wigs off.
I seen my grandmother naked one time. I was like, that took like
thank
3
God,
years
I've never seen that.
Hydrogen peroxide out of my mouth.
You still have flashbacks.
Now I just see Mama Joyce's face on that.
Ooh, that's scary.
Ooh, that was a rough day. Damn. All right, moving on. Nora was excited about randomly. Aunt Nora decides she felt she had to bring up a mother's love because right. She loved it so much.
Now that was a read.
Candy's excited for the tour that she's going to be traveling, and
it never came into fruition.
Right? I'm like, that got shut down quickly.
Sorry,
guess because she had Todd managing it.
Ooh,
Todd.
Ooh.
Guess Mama, they didn't have enough money to cut them checks for Mama Joyce and the troop.
Ooh, because she was buying that house.
She said she wants Mama Joyce and the aunties to do a meet and greet. For what? What kind of squad up are y'all trying to...
That would be throwing so much shade. Like, why you got that on? You, ooh, no.
That would be funny, though. That would be funny,
like, you know the Muppets? Those two old guys?
Yes.
Like, you put Mama Joyce and the two aunts in there, yes. And they just ragged on the...
Yes.
They after buzz. And Mama Joyce is a Mother's Love play. Yes.
I would like to see that. Maybe, live for that. But not doing lines and stuff. Candy was like, no. Oh, Aunt Bertha, I could write a line for you. No, we don't want to see them do that.
Aunt Nora, come out like... I forgot what I had to say.
They come out drunk. What's her name again?
Charlene.
Whoever you are.
Just what you said.
They'd read the words wrong. Start making up their own. They'd walk off stage. I don't want to do this no more. I want to eat a piece of chicken and a pound cake. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mama Joyce just would stand up there quiet because Sharon in the audience, I ain't going to read it. Is she going to be it?
Right. Is Sharon in the audience?
Moving on from that. They talk about the New York trip. Now, Candy.
This is why I say she's messy.
As every week you say.
Week after week.
This and I got to say.
And everyone in the comments said it too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, see? I know what I'm talking about.
I mean, you know, here's the thing. Candy was like a little too excited talking about to Todd, like, I didn't want to say about the punching thing, but she was looking like, and then, you know, like.
No, she said, but I had Candy to tell face. Her, you did not. And then she backs it up with, well, your mom said to tell her. Really?
Right.
Really can't.
I'm sure there's lots of things that you don't tell your daughter.
Right. Gosh, I just
can't.
She's
all cabbage.
She tells them that Sharon wants to say has a couple things to say to your face. Bertha said, bring it on down.
She said, better bring it on down. I think our Bertha is real mean. Live.
Oh no, yeah, Bertha was real mean. She said, don't come with all head and no ass. I need voicemails from these women. Like, ever since the Mama Joyce and Carmen voicemail.
Right.
Heffa.
I would hate to get a voicemail from her going off on me.
I would be afraid.
See, I want to call my grandmother because I want to ask her, what does that mean? She can't come like no cabbage.
Like English said, no
she's
head,
all head.
Head and no butt. No ass, basically.
Like she's just talking out her neck, basically. Yeah.
Like a head of cabbage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so old, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Jesse mm-hmm. just caught that. It took him a minute.
It did.
Catch.
But now that's going to be in my repertoire.
Right.
Come on, pop it, Russ.
All right, moving on from that, we get Candy and Todd stressing about the tour sales.
Little did they know they didn't even need to be arguing about this. Fast forward a few months later. Cancel, yeah.
Wait, and did you think that was shade when...
Was. Whatever you're going to say. Yes, it was shade. Like, the whole episode was...
It was real shade.
It was like, shade. Shots fired. All that.
When Mama Joyce was like, forget if Candy walk up in the house. What if her assistant walk up in the house?
Right. Like, you're bringing this all up all over again. I thought you forgave Carmen.
No, we never forgave Carmen.
Oh, she didn't?
Remember on the wedding special?
Okay, we talking about Carmen.
Who are you thinking she was talking about?
I thought she was throwing shade at
Don Julio?
Don Julio.
No, she likes Don Julio.
Julio.
Know,
but,
no, but don't play. There are straight women who do not like the idea of a gay man coming in seeing their man naked. Boo, don't get it twisted.
I'm not saying that.
Because that's some
I'm just saying she likes Don Juan. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she likes Don Juan.
And we all seen the movie Carmen.
Right.
Nah, have fun.
Right.
All right, so Todd and Candy, they start talking about the mama situation. Mm-hmm. Todd trying to be throwing a little shade underneath the carpet, talking about, well, you know, we can spend our holiday separate. This ain't the crying game,
bitch.
Why did
you get married?
This ain't the crying
game. They should have just stayed cohabitating and stayed boyfriend, girlfriend. That's what they should have did.
Right, but he can't get his money that way.
Silent
Todd's upset. Candy told his mom that she wanted to punch her in the face. And he says, I just don't want to be around your mother. Candy walks away. Now, my thing is this. Candy's looking at it like, look, your mom is a bitch. My mom is a bitch. They both bitchy mamas. We ain't going to change that. So if for Thanksgiving, we got to go to see your mama. And then for Christmas, we got to see my mama. That causes a lot of problems. But that's what people do. That's what a lot of families do, actually.
But
it's normal.
They wouldn't have to do that if Candy wasn't the referee. Like, getting in the middle and throwing.
She's hardly a referee.
But, no, I mean, not the referee. Maybe that's not the right word. But always throwing, like, saying, well, Sharon said this.
Being
and then coming back and saying, well, my mom said this. And then going back. They would have probably been over it at this point. Not over it, but not even. It didn't have to drag out this far. And then Sharon have to go to her grave. See, hated Mama Joy.
I don't know. I was growing up in a whole nother type of situation. So. Like, my mom, if my mom was Sharon in this situation, my mom would go to every event and just be looking
Ignore
at Mama
her.
Joyce like she's crazy. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Hi, Joyce.
Yeah, but Candy's still stirring the pot. That's why.
It also doesn't help that Todd is sitting here talking like the big bad wolf about her mother. And I don't think, just to be fair, I don't think that Candy is sitting here, you know, bashing Karen. Or what's
Sharon.
Her name? Sharon. Karen, whatever.
True.
Yeah, she's not. So,
yeah, because Sharon didn't do anything wrong to her. Mama Joyce came hard at Todd.
She didn't call her mother the B word, and she didn't say that she was going to punch her mom.
But she didn't
do that
to Candy. Mama Joyce came at Todd, personally.
Oh, well. Todd is a man. He's not a 12-year-old girl.
But not
girl.
Only that, but Sharon is a grown woman.
Exactly.
And Mama Joyce
citizens.
Is, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, they be doing this
Get
in,
over
the, in
it.
The homes and stuff like that. I see, go visit my grandma. They be acting, they be real.
In the homes.
No, I'm not kidding. My grandmother is in a home and she be
messy.
Coming at these other bitches. Like,
messy,
I'm like,
messy.
Yeah, she didn't even say nothing to you.
She's like, yeah, she did.
You see the way she drank that coffee? Like,
because they don't have nothing else to do.
Going in, she's talking to my man. Like, y'all are not fucking up in here. Like, and if you are, please keep that. No,
keep
and
it
I
on
just
the low before they kick
and
you out. And we
I just found that out that they'd be doing that in the homes.
They
and I just be
it,
like,
yeah.
Who is staffed here?
They let them do what they want. They
but do they really?
Girl.
I don't know. I'm not in a home. My only thing is that I am Team Todd this time.
Are you?
Yes. Candy was wrong. Candy is wrong. And she
Candy was wrong for saying that, but I'm not full Team Todd because I'm just looking here like, Todd, you're playing the game. You're playing Peter
you,
right now.
Yeah, you married her for
I'm
a
team
reason.
And
Todd.
I know you're Team Peter too. But the thing is...
Are you Team Peter?
You're just all the boys team.
Yeah, today.
No. Mm. I mean, come on. With the thing with Todd, it's just like, I get part of it. But Candy was looking at like, look, you gonna really play this game?
Mm-hmm.
You know what your mom's doing. I know what my mom's doing. But you're gonna play in this game?
Mm-hmm.
We can go to separate holidays. Like, your first thing is that, okay, well, I'll go do my own thing.
Well, then she needs
thing.
To learn how to...
Well, no, he should
Todd's
not have
defense,
gotten married.
She needs
yeah,
to learn
the
how
bottom
to...
bottom line is he should have not gotten
they
married.
They should have figured all this out before
married.
You get married. Right.
So
and
now
you
we're
got
watching
married
it play out, and Candy needs to... Mm-hmm. I have to agree with Todd. She needs to put her size 8 down and do something about it to try to rectify the situation, or this is what the outcome is going to be.
No, you're right. She does need to do that, but she also needs to stop going back and forth.
We
to
all
both
agree
of the parents.
That she needs to stop being messy. And running her mouth.
At the end of the day, none of this really matters.
No, personally, I just feel like it comes to a point where you when you're grown enough and you want to make your decisions and you have to put your foot down and let your parent know, I am an adult and I make decisions in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So my decision is, you aren't coming for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're ready, just like Candy tried to do
ready,
that. Remember, she tried. She said, you can't come to the
can't.
House. I know she can, but this is a grown woman now, Candy. It's not about, well, if my mom can't come to Christmas, Sharon can't come to Christmas. No one can come to Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the four of us.
Because there's
damn
a different,
Brady Bunch up
I agree with but that. Candy's still trying to have the respect as a child for her mom instead of having both of them have equal adult respect. Like, I'm an adult, you're an adult, we both need to respect
each
other.
Well, clearly that's her struggle, and you see how close-knit their family is, because it's just been them for a very long time. Mama Joyce definitely is doing the Jedi mind trick on Candy. Mm-hmm. Great job, by the way. Mm-hmm. Teach me how to get a house. So, I mean, yeah, whatever. I'm over it. Moving on.
Moving on. Kenya and Brandon are looking for a new office, More Vision Media. We get...
Have you heard of that company before?
Through her. No, I mean, I ain't gonna shade. I've seen that it had like a Redbox movie like last year or something.
I've never seen a Redbox.
And I think Boris Kojo was in it.
Can I get a role?
Right.
In a movie?
But she's trying Roger Bob to give her a role for her production company.
But she's a mogul.
She's a mogul.
They talk about Roger Bob collab talk. She's really excited about that. And then Cynthia calls Kenya to tell her that she has to come with her to meet up with Nene.
That was the bossiest I have ever seen, Cynthia. You're coming along, right?
This is who she is, though.
Who?
Cynthia? This is who Cynthia is. She was hiding behind Nene all this time. But this is... Hi, Cynthia. We see you.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, hi.
Finally.
Yeah. Like, who cares?
Mm. Wait, so you think... I don't get what
she's
you're saying.
She's a mean girl. This is who she is. English just
said She was a model.
She
grew up with gay boys.
Yeah. She, you know, come on. English was...
As a model, it's competitive. Like, you have to come in ready to slay, cut a girl's heel off.
Throw shade.
Puncture some boob. Water on the runway. You have
cut
to
a
do
wave,
it.
Honey. Yeah, do what you do. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing who she is now. Thanks, Nene.
Thanks to Peter.
Y'all are going to gag when I pull this up. So, moving on from that, we get Nene and Portia with... They're talking about Demetria McKinney's video release party and start shading on the technical difficulties.
Well, it's obvious.
It is when it is.
That was no shade.
Wait, but on Demetria's Instagram, it says, cast member for Real Housewives of Atlanta. I was like, girl, bye.
You mean homegirl?
Yes.
What are you pulling up,
Not Kathy? Even homegirl, just like...
More vision.
What do we see?
I can't visualize anything. I'm trying to visualize
something.
Wait, it says
this site does not exist.
URL not found.
Right. I mean, but no
Please
shade.
Please contact. Oh, no, for real.
Really?
Though.
It has a blank screen. Kenya.
Okay, when I click the More IDM, More Vision IMDb, but I'm trying to find. Here we go. Production.
Mm. It's just a picture of Brandon.
The Confident. I knew that she did one recently, and it was with Boris Kutcher.
So straight to take.
It's just Kermit drinking tea. None of my business.
More production.
This ain't my business.
So she was producer, director of the film Haitian Nights.
Is that where she met her Haitian boo?
Maybe. After the project lost its director for unspecified reasons, Moore took over the production and completed the film.
So after someone paid for all of this, she just...
When the film failed to find like distribution, Moore founded More Vision Media, an independent movie production and home video distribution company. The company's first production was The Confident, released in 2014. So she has one under her belt.
But she says she's a mogul.
Has anyone seen that?
Hey.
If you have, let us know.
She takes Instagram pictures. She got a movie out on Redbox. I mean, that's... I'm
she
not mad at her.
She is living off
she
of Bravo's check.
She has a hairline now. Or not a hairline, but something similar to like Hair Infinity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
She has her Stallion Booty workout tape. Yeah,
remember that? Amazon.
Amazon, there you go. Yeah. Oh, Christmas stocking stuffer. So then we get to this messy cocktail dinner party, and Miss Nene was in full character.
Honey, they were drunk.
They were
Miss Nene was
She came in ready like a stampede in those shorts.
She was pre-funking before the tavern.
She was like, we at the tavern.
She was three notches down from the pajama party last season.
She was, because every time it's something, she's stirring up her little juice, and she has it, and she's getting everyone together.
I enjoyed every minute
she
of
comes
it.
In like I am ready to regulate.
Girl, because I was eating she that did like it was sweet Portuguese bread.
Me too. I was like this.
last night.
Nene read Kenya, read Cynthia. She went all the way in.
But the funny thing is that she played along with every. We're friends now. Okay, yeah. I love you.
Cut to next.
Right.
Cut to the next scene.
So who's next? Oh, we're friends now with you too. Okay, let's get into it.
Kenya's damn PSA announcement. Like, I can't. Kenya, calm down.
And then when did she become Confucius? Like, you're the mediator now.
Mimi,
Cynthia, wait. Mimi, Cynthia,
when you acknowledge,
Mimi, no, Patty Mayonnaise told her.
Like, so, Confucius is at the table.
Right.
Kenya shades the tavern.
Does. Right.
And Nene says, well, you know, I just thought Kenya's always out here shopping at the outlets. Right. That she wouldn't mind drinking at the tavern. And I love that Kenya and Nene were shading each other and they both were living
laughing.
Off of it.
Because they were drunk Bojangles.
They were so tipsy.
See, that's the thing about reading. Like, I love reading with people who can read.
Dish it and take it.
And just be like, yeah, because it's just, that's all it is.
The quick
is it's fun
wit.
And games.
Just keep going.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we all have something, guys. Like, calm down. No one's here ripping these people apart. Like, my damn pores on my face look like a sewer system, y'all. You know what I mean? Like, my hair looks like a damn Lego piece. You know what I'm saying? A fucking Playmobil toy. Right, you know what I mean?
And I'm a motto.
I'll keep my reads for them.
Okay. Honey, don't be trying it.
In my cup. I'm just drink them.
Wait, do we have anybody have called in yet?
I don't want to hear no calls.
We're not taking them tonight. Look at English.
You want some things from the chat roll?
Yeah, I just want to hear one thing.
All right, London Dupree 95 says, Portia is a cancer. I am a cancer, so I can relate to the bipolarness she was portraying at the table. It isn't right. Nene just called this meeting to keep her peach. That was by Vincent Olivia.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Caitlin Monroe says, Portia's annoying the hell out of me, but I can't deny she's GIF shade gold.
What's GIF?
GIF shade gold? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm over Portia this episode, and you know I am a fan of Miss Williams, but not tonight.
I loved Portia this time.
Okay, first of all, she did not need to say
she was drunk
the B word to Kenya.
Why not?
Like that.
No,
and then say shut the F up. Because, like, I don't need that.
But think about it.
She's like, she's stating that she's so respectful and this was so out of character for her to be attacking someone and acting like this.
But, let's rewind and start at the beginning of dinner.
She
did not even know Kenya was going to be there. So
if
she wasn't mentally prepared.
And you're classy and you're holding yourself.
She doesn't claim to be classy.
Bitch, she was in the Nuck If You Buck. I mean, not
Portia is
video.
Not classy.
What video
what
is
it?
That?
Okay.
We do not need to get censored off YouTube again.
I'm singing it in my head.
Right.
Oh, we got censored?
No.
Oh. But Portia is totally not. Portia is not classy. She's not claiming to be. And if you think about it, Nene did use
it,
her.
She as classy as that Arbor Mist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Andre Champagne.
She
we don't have time for that. Andre Champagne.
She is classy as Carlos Rossi. $2
Girl, he's a little barefoot wine.
Yes. He's on sellout Ralph's right now for $6.99.
Number one wine. Number one
in California.
Bubbly.
Hold up.
Both of y'all, calm down. We're going to rewind. I want to start at the beginning of this dinner because I get what both of you guys are saying about Portia, but now that I'm listening to both sides of that and I rewind the night, I can kind of put the editing together and figure out why Portia was acting like that, because that's also interesting that they said that she was a cancer. So let's start from the beginning.
All right. Break it down.
Here we go. So Nene and Kenya, they're playfully shading each other, whereas Cynthia and Nene and Portia, they don't play that game.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really know how to play that game, and when they
because
do, it gets messy.
Got, mm-hmm. Yeah,
they just start calling each other B-word.
Right. So we move to the next step, where Nene is trying to talk to Cynthia,
mm-hmm.
and she's trying to explain herself. Now, I would look at this two different ways, too, because here, Nene and Cynthia are having a conversation, and Kenya Dan want to be the fucking cuckoo
Dr.
clock,
Phil.
Like,
she's at Yala.
Cynthia, Nene, I feel like, and Nene and Cynthia are looking at her like, bitch, shut up. But at the same time, why did you bring her?
Right.
That's a conversation y'all should have had. You wanted to have mm-hmm. this big key, this big damn powwow, but...
Mm-hmm.
Of course Kenya gonna butt in because that's what Kenya Moore does. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Portia sat at the end, but Portia's just sitting there quiet like, let me just get all my tea in.
Because she's Portia's dark.
Trying, she was drinking in
Portia's
her
trying
eyes.
To figure out shades and reads in her head. Just like,
no, she wasn't. She was like, girl, I'm drunk.
No, she didn't roll
she
her
was
eyes.
Like, I'm drunk. If Kenya come over here, I'm gonna take her down again. That's what I'm gonna do. And I'm gonna pull that messy wig off of Cynthia's head too. She was ready.
Portia like, why need to Portia was ready. Around all these white people in this fancy house. Restaurant with this bitch.
But if you think about Portia, like Nene did use Portia as a puppet, because if you like, if we're friends, you should at least tell me, hey girl, I'm gonna bring Kenya, I'm gonna bring Cynthia,
she
let's
knew that
sit
she
down
wouldn't go, though.
But then she shouldn't have ambushed her, so then she can't expect for her not to be like, and this be at the end of the table, she's rude as an MF, because if she came in the whole kumbaya attitude, she would sit there and listen to Cynthia, she would sit there and listen to Kenya,
no.
And she wouldn't have that demeanor. But now,
tea for the timeout.
Hold up, wait a minute.
What? Tell me.
No, because my thing is, in watching it, not Kenya, but Portia was saying, and I'm not like this. I am, you know, that's not me to act like this. That's not me to say these things.
No,
and
yes, it
cut
is.
To the next scene, you calling her a bitch.
This bitch! Because she wasn't prepared.
No, don't do that.
She wasn't ready.
She is a 33-year-old grown adult woman. You mean to tell me that this is...
But look, if you see someone you don't like out, it's different if you're going and meeting
I'm
up with them to know what to say to them.
But I know how to conduct myself.
Right. And also English at the end of the day, right, we know how to conduct ourselves. We're grown people. So when you are put in a situation in which there are two people at a table in which you don't know, and then you're sitting there questioning, why the fuck is this girl who's supposed to be my friend bringing me
exactly
right here plotting? I can understand why Portia was quiet at first, because I mean, drunk or not drunk, but why am I in this situation? Now I have to figure out, okay,
pull your friend to the side.
They're talking. Okay, is this situation about this? But now you want me to speak to Kenya? What am I going to say to Kenya? What is Kenya going to say to me? I know what my stance is. So I get both sides of it. I just think it was weird for Nene to... I think her and Cynthia needed one talk, more talk before they did
they
a whole...
They need their own one-on-one.
And yeah. I don't
but
need
But the viewer
anyone...
was right. Nene was trying to keep her peach. So thanks for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't need anyone to force me to talk to anybody. If I want to talk to someone that I'm angry, because
yes, you do. If you want to roll on here, because obviously Portia wasn't trying to talk, so bitch lost her peach.
She ain't got no peach no more, peach no more, peach no more, peach no more. It's gone.
So
it's,
no spinoff, girl. No Portia in the giant peach.
Oh, sorry. Shut up.
No naked hair. Sorry.
So Portia and Kenya go to the bathroom, which I was hoping that was going to turn into something.
Oh, me too. Dang.
Cynthia then apologized. To Nene, sits next to her. I am sorry, girl. Nene does her lip thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kermit.
Mm-hmm. I'm just sipping.
Looking like Pinocchio.
Jesse, that was horrible.
So Nene needs time to process everything,
which is so stupid. Why did you bring her to the tavern
to tell
to
her
get
you need
over
to process?
It. Finally get your apology, you get all the kisses, she's kissing, licking your toes basically.
Legit.
And like literally kissing you.
Bitch, I thought you were gonna have to pay her for buffing and waxing.
Exactly.
I'm
like,
super
oh my gosh, what more can she do for you to like get over it?
And they profess their love for each other, but then this is how Nene was.
But I hate that type of person, like the type of person that's like, okay, let's apologize to each other. So I'm really sorry. Are you sorry?
Yeah, I'm
I'll
so
think
sorry.
About it. After you brought me
you.
Here. After you
but
brought me
you.
Here to tell me.
Right. We're here at the tavern.
Right. This is not like a 5-star restaurant.
This is a tavern.
I mean,
honey.
I don't know what kind of restaurant. I ain't going to shade the restaurant. You know what I mean? Everyone trying to make business out here in America.
Oh, shut up, Jesse.
Did you see the chairs?
This happened to talk about the chair. Anyways, keep going.
So when they come back, Kenya says, maybe you guys should sit down and have a conversation at lunch. Nene says, maybe in a couple of years.
About 2 to 3.
I'm like,
who are you?
But exactly. That's the
then
part.
Then say why you're mad.
Exactly. Why are you still upset? Why do you have to think about it? You've had long enough to think about it at this point. You're finally getting your apology. You're finally getting everything that you've asked for. Peter's not here.
Yep.
You're having your friend back.
Cynthia's like,
yeah, she's licking
she's
your
ready.
Face.
She's like,
yeah.
What's like, next?
Here's my leash. Yeah. Take it.
I'm like, come on, Nene. Why did
she's
you
like
do
not
that?
Like we have to be best friends, but we can be best friends if you want. But if we can be best friends, then we can if you really
exactly.
want to. Right, Nene?
Exactly.
Because Kenya ain't my girl.
I won't have sex with Peter anymore. She's like willing to give that up. Any person that's willing to give up penis, that person is a loyal person to you.
I was gonna say a lesbian.
That too. I'm looking like, that too. That too.
I'm just disappointed in Nene. Like, and Nene is my favorite.
I love her too. But I really think that there was a lot of.
She's my favorite, but I'm just so disappointed in how she reacted because it seemed like she came there with great intentions, but only to be more so calculated.
And so that's why I feel like Portia was like, this is a waste of time. This is.
No, Portia just has a weak. She came off. With a horrible disposition, that's all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, but think about watching.
And I expect better, Miss Portia Williams.
Yep. Horrible disposition.
Yes.
So rude and what?
So nasty, so rude.
Get it together.
Sorry. Cynthia kissing Nene on the cheek, and then Cynthia and Portia try to talk. And all Cynthia is making such a big deal. She's like, you still haven't apologized. You still haven't apologized. Bitch, she was late. Like, calm the fuck down.
I don't even know
serious.
What they were talking about.
Like, if
about.
That's what you need an apology for, then grow the fuck up. Because have a conversation with me about why you were mad that we even needed to have a sit-down talk to begin with. But you really just so held up that I was so late.
Mm. Well, she, you know, Portia is,
they don't even really have an argument.
That's what I said. Like, they weren't talking about
anything.
I'm like
trying to think, what are they mad about?
But she knows that she can bully Portia in a sense. So
and then it was
easy.
Funny because it seemed like the conversation was like arguing about that. And then at one point, the producers, it like made it seem like they were getting hype. And then all of a sudden you see them hug each other. So I'm like, wait, how? Where
that's
did this
only because
go?
Nene came and she was like, Portia! Portia!
Yeah.
And Portia!
But Kenya's
but then they
like,
made
Cynthia!
Up.
Portia!
Cynthia!
Portia!
Cynthia!
Portia!
Cynthia!
Like, what?
Portia! I was like, oh god, I can't.
I'm like, are you guys their moms?
I know, right? That's what the hell it's
but saying. If you think about it, they are the directors of both of them.
Yeah. Ooh, Jesus.
Geppetto.
They're the choir.
Mm-hmm. So Portia, they talk to Portia, and Portia says, that rude bitch at the end keeps screaming. And then Nene had to put her damn Louboutin down on the table. Like,
did, honey.
Hold up.
Did.
We ain't gonna do that. Now Nene wanna be Jesus.
Mother Teresa, though.
Nene wants Portia and Kenya to squash everything. Portia says, you know, the thing is like, Cynthia has good energy. I can squash it with Cynthia because she has good energy. But Kenya doesn't give me that. So Nene looks to Kenya and says, can you give her some good energy?
And Nene's the puppeteer of all
and
of them.
And then Nene cuts to herself.
And gets another drink.
Yep. And then so Kenya says there were things that, you know, I regret that we all should regret. And Nene said, do
things
you regret
that? I
them?
Said. No, do you really?
I do.
No, do
I
you really? Do you really?
I do too.
Okay,
I do too. Forget it.
I was like, I can't.
And then Kenya stands up and walks over to Portia. This was so typical. And so walks over to Portia and says, I just want to be done.
She didn't learn from last season when she got yanked up by, what's his name?
Just stay your
and
ass away from people.
And then she got beat down, well not beat down, but drugged down, nicely putting, by Portia. Mm-hmm. Stay in your seat,
or at least acknowledge that, hey, I'm going to get up and I want to give you
a
hug.
Can I come over there? I'm walking.
Is it safe if I...
Right.
Can I enter your bubble?
Will it be all right if we exchange energy, possibly?
I have good energy. I want you to feel that, girl.
Nom.
Chakra.
Nom. I can't.
And so, Portia, if you're taking responsibilities, then
Portia
we can help.
Portia didn't apologize for nothing, honey.
She's like, I accept everything that went down. I acknowledge. We all acknowledge.
She
we all
didn't
thought.
Say sorry. She didn't say you're right, Kenya. Let's hug it out. She was like, "Oh, are you? What are you sorry for? What do you want?" I was like, I
"But
can't.
She really doesn't have a point to apologize. What is she going to apologize for hitting her? That was warranted. Sometimes you have to hit someone.
But sometimes you, like she said,
it's good to apologize though.
Right. To after you hit them when they deserve to be hit
because they're trying to make amends." Friends,
I'm not going to apologize for you for me hitting you when you wave something in my face.
But Kenya acknowledged her
wrongs.
She shouldn't have.
So she provoked it.
Right.
And but so, I'm not going to apologize for hitting you because you provoked it.
But you, I mean, if my thing is this.
You're starting a new chapter.
If one person is owning up and being big and responsible, now, exactly. bitch, keep that
I
in
would
the
be
bank.
Like, that's a
keep
lesson
that one quarter in the bank. You know what I mean? Because you may have to pull that quarter out the piggy bank. You know what I mean? Don't ever forget. We
You're
forget,
not
but we
forget.
Don't forget.
Exactly.
Okay, wait. But what were you going to say about Portia being a Capricorn? What is she? A Cancer?
A Cancy.
Well, no. I'm just saying. I can see, like, because they're very, like, quiet and, like, acknowledging and in their head a lot.
They're emotive.
Yeah.
I've dated a Cancer.
So,
my
boo's a Cancer.
So emotional.
I mean, they're the best
lovers. I mean, my man,
lovers.
Not my boo.
They good booze. Oh, that is just too much. Well, we're going to go to predictions on that note, y'all, before people get in trouble after this show.
This Shit. Show is so boring. We have to give you some more tea.
Maybe she need a place to stay.
Now, I'm an independent woman.
Right. Next week, Cynthia and Peter are looking for new properties. They must have found a new account number they could write.
Oh, right.
Because they moving on up like the Jeffersons.
Didn't look like the Jeffersons.
No comment.
Claudia gets the cold shoulder from Nene because you hang out with people that I don't like. I thought you had the
I thought y'all
session.
Were friends.
It was fake.
Do it again. One more time.
She does it wider than that. It's like... And then we get Roger Bob's ex-girl.
Who? Roger Bob.
Who?
Cotton Roger Candy Bob. Looking with her with blue hair, talking about, I'm in a mother's
Mind you, they look just alike.
Oh, they do look similar.
Uh-huh. I was like, wait.
I just need to see what is the purpose of them having like a lemon squeeze, and then here comes insert, you know, somebody's friend talking about I used to date Roger Bob. Like
everyone's dated, according to Atlanta, everyone's dated Roger Bob.
He hasn't hit LA yet.
Hey, he Roger. Don't know. He just stayed right in Atlanta.
I'm gonna need Demetria to pull it together and be like, I'm sure you have. Unfortunately, now he's not fucking you, and now I have all the tea, and
sure.
you're mad.
Well, it
like,
doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? If you know
Dice.
Your man was a whore, your man was a whore, and girl, if you out here hoeing, you know what I mean? Like, own up to it and just be like, yep. And now what? You're mad because you still want the dick?
Ooh. Right.
Well, maybe she won't care because that girl
she gonna care.
Dates Dice, Lala's cousin. I don't know if they're still together, but on Lala's show.
Well, then, yeah, she probably won't care. She'll be like, oh, all right, you licking bagels, girl. On that note, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
And I'm at JustSayin08.
And I'm at Pink English on Instagram. Also on Twitter, English Peaks.
Until next year, same time, same place.
Happy
Peace.
New Year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.